of the new finches had a unique size and shape.
You're special, you do. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it when you laugh at me. Look down on me and walk around on me. Just one.
are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM on the finest Thursday. Thursday, February 19th. As always, CJSF broadcasts from the top of Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You may also... Actually, you won't. Not on Lethbridge. Oops, my bad. This is for only CJSF, which means you get the finest opener of all time, My Way by Limp Bizkit. I'm going to tell a story about that. Moving on to the next song you heard, it was Suffer by Abrupt Decay. Oh, wait, did I write that down? Yeah, I wrote that down. Okay. Story. I had the pleasure, for the first time in my life, to introduce professional wrestling to someone. It was awesome. It was awesome. Because here's the thing, right? Little known fact about me, Jeremy, the host of this show, the 60-Minute Stage Dive, is I have a deficiency, and it's called loving professional wrestling. So much. And no one I've ever met in my entire life has been like, dude, yeah, that is cool. That has never happened. Until I hit up some fine people at CJSF and I was like, yo, I want to go to a wrestling show and not pay any money. And they were like, we want to do that for you. But to do that, I had to convince the arts and entertainment coordinator around here, a person that makes so much more money than me, exactly what professional wrestling was. And let me tell you, after a couple pieces of pineapple, a box of tomato basil wheat thins, and TLC2, we got there, people. So, for those that aren't aware, Limp Bizkit was heavily connected to wrestling. We'll call it the year 2001, but really it's a marriage that goes far beyond any sort of date and time calendar. It's an eternal connection. It's a spiritual connection between professional wrestling and Limp Bizkit. All to say that if you have not watched the video package of The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin before WrestleMania 17, you haven't lived. You haven't lived, because that whole video package is set to the song My Way. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay. Moving swiftly along, the reason that talking break was so long is because I have a wicked back half of the show planned. That's not Limp Bizkit. So if you hated that, stick around. It's only going to get better. On jaw. Okay. The next songs are in German, so bear with me. The next song you're going to hear is called Verpacked in Plastic by Japanese Kampfpisch. It's off of the album Hardcore Ash. Listen, if you want to know the name of this song, go to cjsf.ca and check out my play sheet. All right? You'll find my episode and everything. Because me trying to say this band name to you, we're going to be here all night. We're going to listen to it, though. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Heck yeah. Wait. Hang on. Wait. 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 Wait.
Kunden. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now.
Back CJSF 90.1. Whoops, I'm gonna not do that one of these times. The 60 minute stage dive with approximately, that's some math, I don't know, 40 minutes left. Listen to CJSF, if I didn't say that already. Yo, did you know you're listening to CJSF right now? Yo, CJSF, the greatest gosh darn radio station in the lower mainland. The songs you just heard were, it's been an interesting moment here in the booth. Reverse chronological order. Milking the Goat Machine with the song March Into Shed. It's from the album Back from the Goats. Song before that, Crisis, the live version by Alexis on Fire. Put a pin in that. I'll tell you why that happened. And the artist before that, hang on, Japanese Kafmore. Whatever. Who cares? With the song Verpacked in Plastic. It's off of the album Hardcore Aster. If you want to know the name of those songs properly, go to the website, cjsf.ca. You'll find my play sheet, and you can take the track from there if it really spoke to you. Now, the reason you heard an Alexis on Fire song in the middle between those two German grind songs is that I found this great, utterly fantastic German grind band, and they had this great song that I listened to the everything after the 1 minute mark, and it turns out the first minute of the song was just like a nonsensical song about genitals, which was cool, but I'm not gonna play it on the radio for you guys because it's not appropriate, because there's standards. All right, the CRTC is always listening, people, don't forget that. So instead, I played Alexis on Fire in a pinch because, you know, I kind of crap my pants. And I don't think I'm supposed to say this, but it's a really good thing I wasn't live, because that could have been really bad. So anyways, moving swiftly along. There's some music coming out soon that I want to tell everyone about. There's a new Converge album, I think, coming out next week. That's going to be really good. There's a new radio show I want to tell some people about, and I'm forgetting the name of it now. Frick. Darn. No, it's okay, because it'll come back to me. It's on NTS Radio, so it's not on our radio station. But there is a show that I want you to check out on this station, and he has a new time slot, And I'm going to mess this up, but it's called The Other Note. Is it six on Mondays? Six on Wednesdays? Six on Wednesdays? That feels right. Six? Five or six on Wednesdays? Anyways, it's my guy, Matt Fraser. Longtime listeners of this show, and by longtime, I mean in the past few weeks, you would know Matt Fraser because he conducted the interview with Stale. Great band, great interview. Matt has his own show where he talks about jazz music. Now, let me tell you, if you like this show, I guarantee you like jazz because you like weird music. It's all what Matt, that's all Matt's show is. The Other Note, the weird music. So there you are. Check that out on CJSF. I'm going to play what I should have played at the top of the show, and that's a bird note, and then we're going to play more heavy music. We cool? Yo, we cool? Okay. So enjoy a PSA.
This is Bird Note. Even if you had feathers, lightweight bones, and powerful wings, you would still lack something essential to flying like a bird. The highly efficient breathing anatomy that powers the exertion of flight. The human apparatus of diaphragm and lungs is just not up to the job. It can't extract enough oxygen to fuel flight. A bird's breathing anatomy is far more efficient than ours. It is driven by large, thin-walled air sacs located throughout the body cavity. The air sacs operate like bellows, first storing and then directing air to create a one-way flow through the bird's lungs. This parabronchial system for extracting oxygen from the air has a far greater surface area than the lungs of a mammal, making sustained flight possible. And birds lack a diaphragm. Instead, they inhale and exhale using special muscles that expand or contract the entire body cavity and air sacs. The way they breathe allows migrating birds to fly in the thin air thousands of feet above the earth, a feat we can only marvel at from below. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
Back! Zion!